Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Yevamis, Perik Ches, Mishnah Hei. So, what do we learn in Mishnah Gimel? We learned that if the woman received money or a pay raise, you buy karka. This way the husband could have enough from the pay raise without using up the keren, the principal. Well, what about in these cases, says the Mishnah? Naflula avadim ushvachis zakenim. She yarshin, old avadim, or old maidservants, that can't work too much. Now, the husband, he wants to sell them, and he wants to use the money he gets for the sale to buy something that's going to give him a profit. Sokta Mishnah Yemachru. They can be sold, even if she doesn't want it. And with the money, the Yalakach Ben Karka, Karka is bought with it for Huaychel Peiris. He eats the Peiris, and the Karka is saved for her. Because we think it's within her interest, financially, they should be sold. Because then they get too old, they won't be able to work at all. Then they won't have any value. But if she had young avadim ushvachis and the husband wants to sell them, we say no. L'maisa, the Karen is hers. It's interesting. The Shita Mekabesis brings her b'shem the Rabbeinu Yoina, that if when they started to work, they were young, even if right now they're old, he also can't force her to sell them. Because once the relationship with these avadim were, they're here to stay, then he has no right to go against her will. Vaitrezak the Heilige Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Leimer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Loi Timkar. No, she doesn't want these avadim to be sold, these shvachas to be sold, even though they're much older now, and there's not much work they can do. He cannot force her to sell it, Nei Shehen Shvach Beis Aviyah. Because she can taina, they represent the shvach of her father's house. Everyone knows, this was the Eved of so-and-so, the Shivcha of so-and-so. Zok Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. You have to respect her feelings. Vaitra says the Mishnah Lazesim Ukfanim is the Kana. In this case, she yashened old olive trees or old grapevines. They still produce fruit, but not much. Yamarchuli ate them. They can be sold as firewood. That is, the husband is going to sell this, even though the wife says no. But the husband can sell it to Yalakh Ben Karka, and land is bought with them of Huaychul Paris, he eats the Paris. And this way the land is hopefully going to stay for her. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm here, it's Rabbi Yehuda who says, Loi Simkar, she can say no, she can block the sale. Neshein, Shevach Beisavir. Because here too, she can claim, this is the covet of my father's house. Everyone knows, those are Remechel's vineyards, his olive trees. That was my father, Mechel was my father, I don't want them sold. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, this person, this husband, he invested money on his wife's property. But then the marriage comes to an end. He gives her a get. Zogt de Heilige Mishnah, whether it's Hoitzi Harba v'Ochel Kima, could be he spent a lot of money, but he didn't get much payers out of it. He only ate a little, literally. Or Kima, he spent very little v'Ochel Harba, and it turned out that he really made a big profit. Masha hoitzi, hoitzi, or masha ochel ochel. If he spent a lot and made a little, he can't come to her and say, well, you're going to have to give me some money here because I really spent so much money into your property and I made so little. No, you can't say that. What you spent, you spent. What you ate, you ate. And on the other hand, if the land produced a lot more than he spent, she can't say, well, you owe me money. No, that's the way it goes. That's how this arrangement goes. This is the hashgacha. Weiter says the Mishnah hoitzi v'loyacha, but let's say he spent money, he invested, but he didn't get to have any of the payers, and the marriage came to an end. Then Yeshava, he can swear and tell us how much he spent. Yeshava kama hoitzi, let him swear how much he spent. V'yitol, and he can take that amount back. She has to pay him. If he didn't gain anything, it's only his wife, and he improved her land, she should pay for it. Now just imagine something for a moment. One person works, and he gets something out of it. The other person works and gets nothing out of it. The one who gets nothing out of it says, oh, it's not fair. I have such bad mazel. But really, he has good mazel. Because he got nothing out of it, therefore, she has to compensate him. A lot of times in life, we try to do something and it looks like, nothing worked, nothing, I got nothing out of it. If we accept it right, sometimes that's a big bracha. we ought not to get discouraged. You should never get discouraged. That's just another example of how we don't really know what's good for us. So, chazing over our Mishnah, Mesechtes Ksubas, Perik Ches Mishnei, she yashened either older avodim eshvachos or old olive trees or old grapevines. The husband says, look, it's limited what we can get out of it. Let's sell it. I'll buy karka. I'll get to Paris. You have the karka. And she doesn't want to. Tanakama says she can't block the sale. But there are Tanoim that disagree. In the case of the Avodim and Shvachais, Rav Shimon Gamliel says she could block the sale. In the case of the Zesim and the Kfanim, Rabbi Yehuda says she can say no. And in both cases for the same reason. She can say, this is the pride of my father's house. Vaitu, the Mishnah told us, someone invested money into his wife's field. Again, we're talking about Nichseg Mulag. Let's say he plowed, fertilized, hired workers. He may have built gates or planted trees. He may have built houses. Let's say he didn't really make all that much profit. Or maybe he made a lot of profit and didn't spend much money investing. Either way, no one can have any tainas on the other one. He can't say, well, I spent so much money improving your field, I didn't even get that much out of it, you pay me. She can't say, you spent so little money, and look how much profit you made. No, no. What he spent, he spent. What he made, he made. If, however, he invested money and didn't get any profit at all, so you would have to swear how much he invested, and for that he is compensated for. However, explains the Batanur, let's say his expenses were much more than the improvement on the field. Let's say he invested in this field 1,000, and the field only went up 100. That means the Hitzoas were more than the Shvach. So he doesn't get back 1,000, he can only get back 100. Even though these Shuas are Tekana D'Rabbanan, but it's Ke'en Torah, says the Batanur. He holds a Chayfetz Kaddish, like a Sefer Torah, or Tefillin when he makes the Shvuah.